Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Next half hour, we're going to talk to Frankie Avalon from his Hollywood home on the passing of Lou Christie. And we'll do that right after the news at the bottom of this hour. We'll also check in with, we've got Marty Griffin standing by, that we've got Pirates baseball. They had to create a doubleheader. They were postponed last night due to rain. So we're going to be carrying game one here on the station that started it all, KDKA. Joining me now, and you can see her on the radio with our live stream, by the way, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, is Erica Petak, who is the president of Visibility. And we had a chance to sit down just recently and find out what Visibility is all about. Erica, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I can see Erica. I can't hear Erica, Aaron. Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out. There you go. It's like these Zoom.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's like the world now where we do all these Zoom calls and people, oh, you're muted. Okay, you're unmuted. Some people don't know they're not muted, and but we're good now. I was explaining, Erica, to Paul Rasmussen here about what Visibility does, what it was, and why the name change.
Yeah. I like to explain it at a high level for people. You or I with sight, all the things that we do on a daily basis. So everything from making sure your clothes match to eating without making a mess because you can't see the food on the plate, to getting around independently, going to work, going to school, using a computer. How do you read it, check emails when you can't see the screen, all those things. And at a high level are what we help people to be able to do when they're losing or have lost their sight or have never had sight. Just teaching people slightly different ways to do things, than you or I who depend on our eyes to get through our day.
And so Visibility covers a wide range. And what I learned from you is really actually true blindness is very rare. But there are many other stages that go beyond that.
Exactly. And we serve the entire spectrum of vision loss. So we have people that do have vision. Those are considered to be low vision clients. And we have all different types of devices and techniques that we can teach to help them be able to make use of their remaining vision. Most people have that misconception that if you are blind, you see no light, you see no shapes, that it's completely dark. And that actually is not most of our population.
Yeah, speaking of the population, the demographics, Erica, I'm curious to know how many Americans are dealing with vision issues like these. And furthermore, to put it on a finer point, How many people are you helping with your agency?
Yeah. So a lot of people across the country. I know in Pennsylvania, one of the recent studies that I saw was about 200,000 people are dealing with some type of vision loss in Pennsylvania. And, you know, as we age, it's not a factor of if we will face vision loss, but it is a factor of when. If we live long enough, everybody will experience some type of vision loss. Our organization in Pittsburgh, we typically serve between 1,200 and 1,500 individuals per year. On top of that, we do vision screening for kiddos, preschool vision screening, and we screen between 14,000 and 16,000 individuals in Pittsburgh, little kiddos.
And, you know, I think there's a stigma attached, no pun intended, that people are reluctant to say they're having issues. I mean, I wear corrective lenses, had since fourth grade. Paul has glasses. So we don't consider that at this point, you know, much of a disability, but yet a lot of people are reluctant to say they're having vision issues.
Yes. And that actually was a big part of our name change. Our name was Blind and Vision Rehabilitation Services, and we wanted to make that change from, number one, having the word blind in our name, because so many people saw that and were like, oh, they only help people who are blind. And again, when you have a misconception that blindness means total darkness, nothing else, then we had a lot of people that we could have been helping who just at the sight of our name thought, oh, that's not for me. I'm not blind, because blindness is a scary thing. So in the transition from that name to visibility, what we wanted was a name that exuded positivity and hope, because another misconception is that if you lose your sight, your life is over. And you can't do the things that you want to do, let alone go to work, go to school. And that is an absolute misconception. So Erica, we wanted a name that was hopeful and positive, and visibility, it just, we couldn't have, I'm so happy with it. Everybody that I talk to just loves it. It just exudes what we wanted it to.
Erica, if you would please take us through what you're doing for like one client. What services do you provide, and how does that happen?
Yeah, so it's very different for every individual, but most clients who come to us initially, again, if they have any vision, which is the bulk of the population that we serve, start off in our low vision rehabilitation program. And so in that program, we have a low vision occupational therapist, as well as a low vision optometrist. So they come in and they talk with the optometrist about what are the things day to day that they're struggling to do with their vision loss that they want to be able to do. So that can be things like, I used to cook for my family all the time. Now I can't read a recipe card. I want to be able to cook. Or, you know, maybe it's, I want to email my grandkids, or it's just a wide range of things. So she sits with them and talks with them about those goals. And then she does an eye exam to see where they are with their vision and where those visual limitations are. And then she's able to prescribe certain devices that help them to be able to make the use of their remaining vision. So it could be things as simple as very high intensive, very powerful magnifiers. It could be special lenses and glasses. It could be devices that blow up print for them, or, you know, simple things like a keyboard that's colored in a different way than what you or I, what a traditional keyboard would be colored in. So she prescribes those devices. They get a chance to try them out in the office and make sure that they are legitimately going to be helpful for them. And then in most cases, they move on to the occupational therapist, who helps them make sure they understand how to use those devices, so they don't just take them home and sit them in a drawer and they don't help them. So that's the bulk of our clients go through the low vision rehabilitation program. Sometimes they then move on to other programs like our Access Technology That's the program where we help people learn all the different types of technology that's out there to help them do their job or go to school or, again, just be able to email their grandkids.
And Paul, they've had some powerful friends in the past. I know Joe Gordon's still with your board, who was the business manager and PR guy for the Steelers for many years. He got Chuck Knoll involved, and they had a black tie bingo where we were wearing tuxedos. The late Andy Russell was part of that with Coach Knoll. And I was telling Erica, that was the night before the Steelers were playing the Browns, and the Browns were staying in the hotel that time at the Westin William Penn, and the doors at the back were open, and they walk by and they see Chuck Knoll and they see Andy Russell playing bingo in tuxedos, and they thought this was some kind of psychological way to get them off their game. We even had the Tom Usher, who at the time was the CEO of U.S. Steel and chairman of Marathon Oil. He showed up instead of in a tuxedo, in a kilt. And I said, now I know what's going on in this town. It was fun, but you had a lot of support and wanted to make sure people knew your new name, Visibility. And Erica Pitak, we appreciate what you do every day and your team. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
They do great work. There she is, our weekly visit, scheduled with food editor of the great Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graver, and see her on our live stream at kdkradio.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we've added our own KDK Radio YouTube page too, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fired up. It's going to be a hot week ahead after a very, very wet lead up to the summer solstice tomorrow before we get into the details of something I'm really excited about. Do you do anything special to celebrate the summer solstice?
I'm going to stay in the air conditioning. That's how I celebrate.
That's tomorrow.
Crack beer.
Come on, Christy, you're the food editor. Plus, I know you like all these microbrew places around the region, too.
I do. And there's tons of places to go that have great outdoor areas. That's definitely something
What do they call that? El fresco, right? Fresco.
Yes.
Is that what it is when lots you eat? Eat outdoors. All right. You have posted some new photographs of our terminal that's going to be opening, Pittsburgh International, the new or part deux, is going to be open in the next few months. So I think people are really excited to see what this is all about after hearing it for years.
If you're curious about what's going on, it's a $1.7 billion project. We have a photo essay on our website. Construction is on track for substantial completion by June 30th. So we might be flying high by fall. And Christina Kasotis, the CEO of Pittsburgh International Airport, was our 2024 Pittsburgher of the Year.
Yeah, this was a massive undertaking, years in the making. And one of the big takeaways, and I've been following this very closely, is there will be no tram anymore.
Yeah.
You will go right to the airside, and Have you gone in yet and take a sneak peek?
I have not. Everyone but me has. I'm going to go whenever like they open up all the food places and do like a food round, though, because there's lots of, it's a mix of chains and a lot of local places too. So I think it's going to, you could spend all day there just eating.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure they included a lot of local businesses, which I really appreciate. But same. The fact is, it's going to be an absolute game changer for anyone that flies, and hopefully that'll happen in the early fall. Meanwhile,
yeah, I need to get my passport.
We are 2 weeks away from today for the return of Anthrocon. The furries are back.
Yes, the David L. Lawrence Convention Center will host them July 3rd through the 6th, drawing a possible record crowd of 18,000 to 20,000 attendees. The furry community, those with a strong interest in animals with human-like characteristics, has seen unprecedented growth since the pandemic. Last year, there were 17,639 participants attending. There will be a block party on Saturday, July 5th from noon to 10 p.m. when Penn Avenue between 9th and 11th Streets will be closed to traffic. Additionally, that day, the Fursuit Parade, beginning at 2 p.m., plans to march out in the streets under the convention center. So, you know, even if you don't attend, you could go and just like check out. It's just so fun to see people out in the wild. Dressed as furries.
Have you ever dressed up?
I was a beer bottle for a beer fest. So that's about as close as I get. But my daughter likes to wear the ears and like the tail and everything. So she's like a junior furry.
Well, they're coming and they bring, you know, to the community a lot of money.
That's money. Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe. And that's not a politically incorrect way to address you, but that's the name of a new business?
Yes. Married couple Danielle Kane and Rob Hurst took their first term, their favorite term of endearment, and turned it into a throwback lounge that serves swanky cocktails with bites to match. And I was there for their grand opening on Monday. These people have been in the business for years, right? Over 20 years. So they are just like really amazing people. They're a couple. And this is their baby. I mean, they have a daughter, but this is their other baby, and it's really cute. It's in the old Ace Hotel in East Liberty, which is now the Maverick. So they can kind of control the kitchen and the lounge. And in a couple months, they're going to expand the food to more entrees. But right now, you can belly up to the bar, and you can get some like great shareables. It's really a good date night place. It's beautiful inside. They remodeled. The Hershey movie used it as a backdrop for some of their shots in the new movie that's coming out about Milton Hershey. So there's lots of history there and a lot of good food, a lot of good drinks. Highly recommend.
So this Maverick, is it operating as a boutique hotel?
That is a boutique hotel, and they're not affiliated with Hey Babe, but Hey Babe is its own thing. But gotcha. That's East Liberty. If you've never been to the old YMCA building, it's historic. It's I think it was built in 1909, but it's beautiful, and they've really done a great job redecorating.
And before you go, Christy, based on our last conversation, somebody asked, and Aaron and I, our producer, were trying to figure out the name of the place that we talked about that's up near Olifamie, I guess, but it's like a speakeasy. Yeah.
Storyville Lounge. It's inside Dr. Tumblety's in Allentown. So you go inside Dr. Tumblety's, which sells like a lot of really, really cool old fashioned kind of, prohibition era kind of stuff. And then you have to go through a bookcase to find the Storyville Lounge, but they also have a distillery in there where they make their own amazing booze. And I've been following them probably since 2019. So it's been a long journey. They're great people. So
it looked like a really cool place. I saw some pictures. Yes. So we'll check that
Allentown
out.
Is a cool neighborhood. Go up there if you haven't been.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, thank you, Larry.
Read all about it in Pittsburgh Magazine. Food editor, Christy Graber. So that's it. You got that, Aaron? So when that guy calls...
She always brings great stuff to the plate.
She does. To the plate, pun intended. And coming up, we'll check in with Marty Griffin. He'll take you right up until Pirates baseball. When I see lips begging to be kissed. The voice of hometown superstar Lou Christie, and we're saddened to find out that he passed yesterday here in Pittsburgh after a brief illness at the age of 82. And joining us from California, a superstar in his own right and friend of Lou, the great Frankie Avalon. Frankie, we appreciate you doing this with us. Thank you.
Well, listen, I'm very saddened. You know, he was a friend for many, many years. We've known each other for about, well, I'd say at least 60 years or even more. Worked together. He was a great human being, a simple man. He didn't ask for anything. He did his job the best of all. And I'm really sad. And I really like the guy a lot. We were real close.
Well, my sympathies to you. And he was, as you can imagine, here in Pittsburgh, his hometown. Grew up on a farm originally, and then high school not too far from our studios here. And we were always proud of his success. And I had a chance to talk to him fairly recently at his last performance here in Pittsburgh at the Benedum. And one of the things that's so curious to me is the staying power, the music, especially in the 60s, music like yours and Lou's, and he never lost that ability to hit the high notes.
No, his voice stayed to the end, really. I mean, we worked together I don't know how many times. He was so kind enough to fill in for the Golden Boys when one of us got a sore throat or whatever it may be. And I've never seen him walk off that stage where the audience wasn't standing on their feet. He just killed the audience all the time. He was just wonderful.
And all these years for you, when I think of you, I think of those beach movies with Annette Funicello, who I met years ago at Disney World, and I walked in, walked into an elevator at the hotel, and there's Annette Funicello, and we would think of you too, and then your success in Grease, Beauty School Dropout, and all these things. And I know the same thing happens to you. The audiences still love it every time they see it. It's a chance to reflect on really the soundtrack of many of our lives.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. What's so great about it and thrilling for all of us of that era is that our audience stayed with us all these years, and they still do. They come out and they see our shows. They recognize us. They know our music. And we're not forgotten. We may be gone, but not forgotten.
It's certainly not in Pittsburgh. Luigi Alfredo Giovanni Sacco. And Lou told me the story of how that the record company changed his name to Lou Christie. His dad was okay with it because the word Christ was in it. He said, it's going to be lucky for you. And Lou said his first record sold a million, and he was suddenly overnight a teen idol and a star. And similar thing happened to you, only you didn't have to change your name much.
No, I just took an L out and an E at the very end.
Right.
My real name is Avalone, so we just took the L and the E, and it became Avalon.
And what about the fact you're from Philly, he was from Pittsburgh, you guys pretty much covered it all, certainly in Pennsylvania, and Philly with American Bandstand, and that was the premier place for an artist to perform.
Yeah, it really was. Dick Clark was an amazing human being also, and gave us an opportunity to be seen by 5 million kids a day. And if they liked what were on recordings or records, we became a hit. A lot of people tried, but they didn't. But we were very fortunate and lucky to have had the right kind of material.
And you were fortunate also to become a movie star, which I know you're still performing. I know you still love what you do.
Absolutely, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll be nearby you, I guess, in Greensburg, PA, at the Palace Theater on the 29th. So I keep doing what I love to do, and as long as I can do it, and as long as the people show up, and as long as they keep asking, I'll do it.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us here, especially on this sad note, but so many fans and friends, and of course the family members who I got to meet when we inducted him into our local version of our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. So, Frankie, thank you.
Well, thanks for keeping his name alive, and I'm going to keep talking about him because he was a wonderful man, and like I said, gone but not forgotten. Love the guy.
And we'll make sure everybody comes to see you at the Palace Theater in Greensburg on the 29th. The great Frankie Avalon, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.